So, first day of practice sometimes seems endlessly long.
Takže prvý deň praktikovania niekedy vyzerá nekonečný.
But this might be because we have to attune to a different style of life.
Ale môže sa to stať, lebo sa musíme naladiť na nový spôsob života.
So that can be quite challenging, but usually after a few days we can kind of get into the rhythm.
To môže byť výzvou, ale za niekoľko dní sa dostaneme do toho rytmu.
So I would like to speak a little bit about why do we practice.
Rád by som hovoril o tom, prečo praktikujeme.
Or rather, I would like to make you reflect, why do you practice?
Rád by som, aby ste vy reflektovali, prečo praktikujete.
We all might have different reasons why coming to a meditation retreat like this.
Všetci môžete mať rôzne dôvody, prečo prichádzate na zásad, ako je tento.
There are some who do this the 10th or 20th time and others first or second.
Sú tu niektorí, ktorí to robia 10. alebo 20. krát a niektorí po prvý krát.
So I'd like you to reflect this question, why am I here?
Takže bol by som rád, keby ste sa pozreli na túto otázku, prečo som tu.
And we might have a few reasons.
A môže mať viaceré dôvody.
And we might even reflect, why am I really here?
A môžeme reflektovať, prečo som skutočne tu.
And we might find out even some kind of deeper lying reasons.
A môžeme nájsť aj niektoré hlbšie ležiace dôvody.
There is a quote by the Czech author Karel Čapek.
Karel Čapek povedal citát.
When he writes, it's the small troubles that ruin us.
Sú malé problémy, ktoré nás ničia.
But it's the big troubles that bring us back onto ourselves.
Ale sú to tie veľké problémy, ktoré nás vedú k nám.
So sometimes for people to start practicing is big trouble.
Takže niekedy je pre ľudí začať praktikovať ten dôvod veľký problém.
Something that kind of wakes us up.
Niečo, čo nás zobudí.
And sometimes it's so pleasant to be asleep.
A niekedy je tak príjemné spať.
And then things happen in life that we didn't plan.
A potom sa stanú veci, ktoré sme neplánovali.
That could be loss of relatives. That could be split in partnership.
Môže to byť strata blízkeho človeka alebo rozdelenie nejakého vzťahu.
That could be loss of health.
Strata zdravia.
Or job.
Alebo práce.
Or whatever our plans have been and they were kind of not met.
Alebo hocičo, čo boli naše plány, ale sme ich nedotiahli do konca.
There was a young man in the time of the Buddha who came from a wealthy family, who was intelligent, good looking.
V čase života Budhu bol mladý muž, ktorý pochádzal z bohatej rodiny, bol bohatý, dobre vyzerajúci a inteligentný.
And he started practicing. Actually, he even went so far that he wanted to ordain as a monk, Buddhist monk.
Začal praktikovať a nakoniec zašiel tak ďaleko, že chcel vstúpiť do mníšskeho rádu.
And the head of the village, who was surprised that he would do that, asked him, "Did you have any of the four kinds of loss?"
A starosta dediny, ktorý bol prekvapený, prečo to robí, sa ho spýtal, zažil si niektoré zo štyroch druhov strát?
And he would quote, loss through aging.
Strata cez starnutie.
Loss through illness.
Strata cez stratu zdravia.
Loss of wealth.
Strata bohatstva.
Loss of relatives.
Strata príbuzných.
And this young man with the name Ratapala, he answered, no.
A ten mladý muž menom Ratapala povedal nie.
At least aging was not prominent at that time.
Starnutie nebolo dôležité pre neho v tom čase.
We always age.
Pretože vždycky starneme. Anyway.
So here answered that no, he was reflecting. He was reflecting about impermanence. He was reflecting about that there is a lot of felt security in life, but it's not a real deep security.
Reflektoval, rozmýšľal nad pominuteľnosťou, nad stratou bohatstva a zistil, že sú mnohé veci,
and
mnohé neistoty v živote.
Or he would reflect about ownership and then see, well, there is no real ownership. We have to pass things on.
Alebo reflektoval o vlastníctve a zistil, že neexistuje skutočné vlastníctvo, pretože veci musíme predať iným.
So for this person it was deep reflections that brought him to Dhamma practice.
Bola to hlboká reflexia, ktorá priviedla na cestu Dharmy.
For some people it is more very seemingly simple things.
Pre mnohých ľudí sú to jednoduché veci.
Could be that one would like to simply be away of the people we are usually surrounded by.
Možno niekto chce byť jednoducho preč od ľudí, ktorí ho obklopujú normálne.
To have some distance.
Mať nejakú vzdialenosť od nich.
Or some people come and they say, I want some time for myself, and they see it as a time for themselves because they have not to think of others and be of help for others what they usually are most of the time.
Alebo chcú mať ľudia čas pre seba, pretože to vidia ako čas pre seba, pretože sa nemusia zaoberať pomáhaním iným alebo žiadosťami iných, tak ako to robia v bežnom živote.
To regain some energy, maybe.
Získať energiu.
Or because one seeks some inner peace or inner relaxation.
Alebo niekto hľadá vnútorný pokoj a relaxáciu.
Or there's some idea that some kind of happiness can be found or developed that is going beyond the usual kinds of enjoyments.
Alebo existuje aj myšlienka, že nejaký druh šťastia, ktoré je viac ako to, čo bežne zažívame, môže byť vyvinuté touto praxou.
Or some people have decisions in life and just rather than making a decision want to create certain space and clarity in their mind and from there to go and make a decision.
Niektorí ľudia majú dôležité rozhodnutie a chcú si dať odstup, vytvoriť nejaký priestor a potom odtiaľ z tohto priestoru urobiť to rozhodnutie.
This is something I often hear.
Toto je niečo, čo často počujem.
Here it is important that we don't get caught in endless thinking.
Je dôležité, aby sme neskončili v nekonečnom rozmýšľaní.
But allow ourselves to put questions aside for a while.
A dovolili nám dať otázky na chvíľku bokom.
Not to ignore them.
Neignorovať.
But to give the mind time and space to settle. Like muddy water. Let the mud settle.
Ale nechať myseľ, aby sa usadila, tak ako zamútená voda, nechať to bláto usadiť na dno.
There is one Burmese monk with the name Saido Ujjotika, and I want to quote him.
There is existuje múdry muž, ktorý sa volá Saido Ujjotika, a chcel by ho citovať.
Oh, that's German. Can you translate?
Okay.
No, I translate it in English. Okay. It's easier than everyone can. You have been reading, you have been talking, you have been discussing.
Hovorili ste, čítali ste, diskutovali ste?
You did a lot of thinking and still you are verwirrt, still you are
confused,
yeah.
Veľa ste rozmýšľali a stále ste zmetení.
Enough of all this.
Je toho dosť.
That's just his conclusion.
To je jeho záver.
So maybe sometimes we also can come to such a conclusion.
Takže niekedy môžeme prísť aj k tomuto záveru.
It doesn't mean that we push questions aside and ignore them.
Neznamená to, že otázky položíme bokom a ignorujeme ich.
But we give ourselves a certain time to settle.
Ale nechajme si čas, aby sa usadili.
And then after some time we might be able to think more clearly, or we might or answers sometimes come by themselves.
A po istom čase môžeme byť schopní myslieť viacej jasne, alebo dostaneme odpovede.
There is a is it a poem or some words by an unknown author?
Teraz je to báseň alebo citát od neznámeho autora.
It was not me.
To som nebol ja.
It says stop.
Stop.
Stop in the midst of questions.
Zastavte potok otázok.
Stop in the midst of worries.
Zastavte potok uprostred. Uprostred.
And stop in the midst of and stop in the midst of many fears.
Takže zastavte uprostred.
Stop in the midst of your life.
Zastavte uprostred strachu, zastavte v uprostred svojho života.
Every day new.
Každý deň je nový.
Because the word that gives your courage, that gives you courage, you can't tell it to yourself.
Slova, ktoré vám dávajú odvahu, si nemôžete povedať.
Because the hope that carries you, you can't give it to yourself.
Pretože nádej, ktorá vás nesie, tu si nemôžete dať.
Because the love that gives you wings first has to be kindled within you.
Pretože láska, ktorá vám dáva krídla, musí byť najskôr zakotvená v vás.
Stop so that all this can happen.
Zastavte, nech sa toto všetko môže stať.
So this stopping means arriving in the presence of mind.
Takže toto zastavenie znamená vycentrovanie sa v prítomnosti mysle.
Presence of this moment.
Prítomnosti tohto momentu.
And it what it says here in this poem is, it points to something that, also a word that is used in the Buddhist Pali language, points towards.
Takže to tiež nás smeruje k slovu, ktorý sa používa v pálištine.
And it's a word for meditation.
A je to slovo, ktoré označuje meditáciu.
Which is bhavana.
Ktoré je bhavana.
And the word bhavana stems from the word bhava.
Slovo bhavana pochádza zo slova bhava.
And bhava means existence.
Bhava znamená existencia, bytie.
Bhavana means something like to bring into existence.
Bhavana znamená priniesť k bytiu.
And what it means is to bring into existence, well, love and wisdom and the wholesome factors of the heart.
A čo to vlastne znamená, je priniesť k bytiu, lásku a múdrosť a celostné faktory toho umenia.
It can also be translated as development of the heart.
Takže to môže byť tiež preložené ako vývoj srdca.
And of course, development of the heart is not just something to be done in a formal meditation. It's an endeavor of life.
Vývoj srdca nie je niečo, čo môže byť spravené len meditáciou. Je to vec, ktorá sa deje celý život.
So, some people might come for meditation to develop the heart.
Takže niektorí ľudia môžu prísť k meditácii, pretože chcú rozviť to srdce.
Some people come to meditation because they want to be a better person.
Niektorí ľudia sa obracajú k meditácii, pretože chcú byť lepšími ľuďmi.
Here we have to be cautious.
A tu musíme byť opatrní.
Because sometimes it also comes from a point of view where we really do not accept ourselves.
Pretože niekedy táto motivácia pochádza z bodu, v ktorom neakceptujeme seba.
So, of course, it's good to develop good qualities.
Samozrejme je dobré rozvíjať dobré kvality.
But arriving, stopping, means to arrive at where we are.
Ale prísť a zastať znamená prísť tam, kde sme.
To open up to where we are, who we are.
Otvoriť sa k tomu, kde sme a kto sme.
So, and in the meditation practice we will also meet a certain many facets of our heart and mind.
Takže v meditačnej praxi tiež sa zoznámime s mnohými aspektmi našej mysle a srdca.
Beautiful and ugly.
Peknými a škaredými.
And it's important to acknowledge all of them.
A je dôležité sa pozrieť do tváre všetkým.
The kind of learning to know ourselves as we are.
Poznať seba samých taký, akých sme.
But at the same time knowing that actually we are in a constant flux.
A zároveň vedieť, že sme v neustálom vývoji.
So practice is about, well, nourishing what is wholesome.
Takže praktikovanie je o tom vyživovať to, čo je celostné.
But also knowing what is not wholesome.
A tiež vedieť, čo nie je.
And finding out the difference.
A zisťovať ten rozdiel.
For some, the motivation to practice is something they cannot really articulate.
Pre niektorých je motivácia niečo, čo nevedia skutočne vysloviť.
Not even for themselves.
Aj pre seba samých.
These people say, I don't know, I have to do it.
Neviem, musím to urobiť, hovoria títo ľudia.
It draws me, I cannot explain why.
Je to niečo, čo ma priťahuje. Nemôžem povedať prečo.
So those are kind of practitioners, they rather practice from faith.
Títo ľudia praktikujú skôr z dôvery.
They have a strong faith that this is the right thing to do.
Majú silnú dôveru, že toto je tá správna vec, ktorú chcú robiť.
For some, and that might be related, it's a kind of search.
Pre niektorých to môže byť druh výskumu alebo hľadania.
Some people would describe them as seekers.
Niektorí by povedali, že ich označili ako hľadačov.
And sometimes the seeking is not so obvious.
A niekedy to hľadanie nie je také zreteľné.
There is a beautiful quote that I met when walking on pilgrimage path.
Je krásny citát, ktorý som objavil, keď som bol na púti.
And that's by the Christian saint Augustine.
A je to od svätého Augustína.
So it was at some written in some church on the Camino.
Bolo to napísané v jednom kostole.
The restless heart is the root of pilgrimage.
Nepokojné srdce je koreňom púte.
In human beings lives a longing that draws one out and away from day-to-day life.
V ľudskom srdci je motivácia, ktorá ho ťahá preč z každodenného života.
And from the restrictions of one's usual surroundings.
A reštrikcií obmedzení obyčajného okolia.
Always allures the other, the unknown.
Vždy je opantaný tým neznámym.
But everything new that he sees or she sees on the way never can satisfy her completely.
Ale všetko nové, čo vidí na ceste, ho nemôže nikdy uspokojiť kompletne.
His or her longing is bigger.
Jeho alebo jej žiadosť je väčšia.
At the bottom of her heart she searches restless for the eternal home.
V hĺbke srdce nepokojne hľadá kompletný domov.
So kind of search might be a motivation for some.
Takže hľadanie môže byť motivácia pre niektorých.
There are people who are very rarely telling me, well, they are weary of samsara.
A veľmi zriedkavo sa stáva, že ľudia hovoria, že vedia o samsare.
As the Buddha would point out that beings are born and age and die and being born again without end.
Buddha hovorí, že bytosti sa rodia a zomierajú. Rodia a zomierajú znova, bez konca.
Some people get weary of that.
Niektorí ľudia si to uvedomia. Niektorí ľudia sa strachujú. Sorry, I didn't get it.
Weary.
Have you been aware of? Or
no, very. Very. Well, it gets worn out. It's kind of, one has enough of that. Mm-hmm.
Takže to znamená, to slovo znamená, že už toho majú dosť.
Okay. So, that might speak to some and not to everyone.
Niektorí tí môžu byť oslovení, ale nie všetci.
Some people practice because they want to benefit others.
Niektorí ľudia praktikujú, pretože chcú pomôcť iným.
Because they know that developing one's heart or the, has an influence on our surroundings.
Pretože vedia, že vývoj, rozvoj vlastného srdca pomáha aj nášmu okoliu.
And so don't see the practice just as something they do for themselves, but also for others.
Takže vidia praktikovanie nie len ako to, čo robia pre seba, ale aj pre iných.
Which sounds a little bit awkward because often people think, well, you're just sitting around, you're not doing anything to others.
Znie to sa niekedy zvláštne, pretože ľudia hovoria, ty tu len tak sedíš a nerobíš nič a prečo by to malo iným pomáhať?
But it really can make have some influence.
Ale v skutočnosti to môže mať nejaký dopad.
I would like to read another something that is somehow related to a motivation that has more to do with curiosity and asking questions.
Takže rád by som prečítal niečo, čo má, čo je viacej spoločné s
and this is
záujmom ako s motiváciou.
This is written by Tenzin Palmo, a Tibetan Buddhist nun, but actually she is British.
Je to bolo to povedané Tenzin Palmo, ktorá je Britka a vlastne tibetská mníška.
And she is well known because she was practicing 12 years in a cave at 4000 meter in Himalayas.
A je známa, pretože praktikovala 12 rokov v jaskyni v nadmorskej výške 4000 metrov v Himalájach.
And while it was Tibetan practices, she also practiced Vipassana, which is the Sanskrit word for the Pali word Vipassana.
Takže keďže to bola tibetská prax, tak vlastne praktikovala Vipassana, čo je vlastne preklad palieského Vipassana.
So she writes, Vipassana shifts our attention from that what happens outwardly to that what happens inwardly.
Takže Vipassana vlastne mení našu orientáciu z smrti, ktorá sa deje navonok, k smrti, ktorá sa deje v nás.
There are as many methods to practice Vipassana as there are for Samatha.
Sú to tak mnohé rôzne spôsoby, ako praktikovať Vipassanu, takisto ako praktikovať Samatha.
So Samatha is more concentration practice.
Takže Samatha je vlastne praktikovanie koncentrácie.
But all have one in common. The big question mark.
Obidve majú niečo spoločné, a to je veľký otáznik.
The probing mind.
Probing mind.
Yeah.
Takže to je vlastne pokúšanie mysle.
The mind which has no answers, but many questions.
Mysel, ktorá má, nemá odpovede, ale má mnohé otázky.
Of course, the big question is, who am I?
Veľká otázka je, kto som.
We think, I like this, I like that, this or that I don't like.
Myslíme si, mám rád to, mám rád hento, toto a hento nemám rád.
I'm Australian, I'm Chinese.
Som Austrálčan, som Číňan.
I'm angry, I'm depressed.
Hnevám sa, som deprimovaný.
I'm a woman, I'm a man, I'm a teacher.
Som žena, som muž, som učiteľ.
I'm a bus driver, I.
Som vodič autobusu. Ja.
But who is this I?
Ale kto je to ja?
Our whole life is based on this sense of I and mine.
Náš celý život je založený na pocite ja a môj.
My country, my wife, my husband, my children.
Moja krajina, moja žena, môj muž, moje deti.
My house, my car, my ideas.
Môj dom, moje auto, moje myšlienky.
My emotions, my depression.
Moje emócie, moje depresie.
Who is this mind that owns so much?
Kto je to moje? Kto je to ja, čo vlastní toľko?
This is it, what meditation is about.
To je, o čom je meditácia.
It is not about feeling better.
Nie je to o tom sa cítiť lepšie.
So this can be one of the results of meditation.
Toto môže byť jeden z výsledkov meditácie.
On the other hand, it also can lead to feeling worse.
Môže to viesť aj k tomu cítiť sa horšie?
At least well, at times.
Aspoň niekedy.
It is not about to become more peaceful.
Nie je o tom byť viacej pokojný.
So this can happen.
Aj toto sa však môže stať.
Or not.
Alebo nie.
It is definitely not about getting completely lost in joyous experiences.
Je to definitívne nie o tom sa úplne stratiť v radosti z tejto skúsenosti.
So in Vipassana meditation it's about looking inwardly and finding out who we really are and what the mind is.
Takže Vipassana je o tom sa pozrieť dovnútra a zistiť, kto v skutočnosti sme a čo je myseľ.
And here we try to find out how the mind works, how it functions.
A snažíme sa nájsť, ako mysel funguje.
And then we try to reach a level of consciousness that is beyond the mundane.
A potom sa snažíme dosiahnuť úroveň vedomia, ktorá je viac mimosvetská.
In Buddhism it's known as the unconditioned.
V buddhizme je známe ako nepodmienená.
Per definition it's beyond thoughts, beyond words, beyond concepts.
Ale definícia je mimo slov, mimo konceptov.
Anyway, so this is what Tenzin Palmo has to say on Vipassana meditation. And now I want to quote just one other person, and that's this time a man.
Takže teraz budeme mať citát od jedného muža.
His name is Yuval Noah Harari.
A toto bolo jeho meno.
Yuval Noah Harari. On napísal Sapiens.
So he wrote this brief history of humankind. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he's from Israel, but he's practicing Vipassana meditation.
On je Izrael, z Izraela, ale praktikujúci z Vipassany.
And I heard an interview that he gave to the Indian television.
A toto je jeho interview pre indickú televíziu.
And there he tells about how he sees Vipassana and why he practices it.
Takže on hovorí o tom, ako on vidí Vipassanu a prečo praktikuje.
So he says, Vipassana is to see reality clearly.
Vipassana je o tom vidieť realitu jasne.
To know what is reality.
Vedieť, čo je realita.
What is really happening right here, right now.
Čo sa v skutočnosti deje teraz a tu.
It's not to get in contact with some force or gain altered consciousness.
Nie je to spojiť sa s nejakou silou alebo získať iný stav vedomia.
It's the least dogmatic thing I ever encountered in life.
Je to najmenej dogmatická vec, ktorú som v živote stretol.
And it tells you, just observe what is happening right now.
A hovorí vám, len pozorujte to, čo sa deje práve teraz.
Without imposing any story on it.
Bez toho hovoriť si o tom nejaký príbeh.
Without trying to change it in any way.
Bez toho, aby ste chceli to zmeniť žiadnym nejakým spôsobom.
You observe breath.
Pozorujete dých.
Not God, not soul.
Nie Boha alebo ducha.
Accept whatever it is.
Akceptujte všetko, hoci čo to je.
No matter if it's strong or shallow or left nostril or right nostril.
Bez dôležitosti toho, či to je ľavá alebo pravá nosná dierka, hlboké alebo plitké.
I couldn't do it, not even for 10 seconds.
Nemohol som to urobiť ani 10 sekúnd.
And the mind would run away.
A moja myseľ odišla preč.
To some fantasy, to some memory.
K fantáziám, k spomienkam.
But
ale?
I would not have written any of my books without the clarity and focus that this kind of meditation gives.
Ale nenapísal by som žiadnu svoje z kníh bez toho jasného vhľadu, ktorý táto meditácia dáva.
So there will be memories, there will be pains.
Boli by tam spomienky, bolesti.
There are these thoughts like I should have said this or I should have said that.
Mal by som všetky tieto myšlienky, mal by som povedať hento alebo tamto.
And this is how you get to know yourself.
A toto je to, ako sa skutočne poznáte.
The mistake of people is that they think meditation is a tool to get all kinds of special experience.
Problém je, že ľudia si myslia, že meditácia je spôsob, akým získať všetky zvláštne druhy skúsenosti.
Like you go to an amusement park and this is another kind of amusement park.
Ako keby ste šli do zábavného parku a toto je len ďalší druh zábavného parku.
And use meditation to have all kinds of special experiences.
A snažia sa používať meditáciu, mať všetky druhy nejakých špeciálnych zážitkov.
Actually, most important benefit of meditation is to get to know the most ordinary daily natural patterns of your mind.
Ale najvzácnejším, čo nám dáva meditácia, je spoznať všetky každodenné spôsoby, ako sa naša myseľ správa.
And of the body.
A ako sa správa naše telo.
And to get to know your pain.
A poznať vlastnú bolesť.
And your anger.
A hnev.
And your joy and your boredom.
A radosť a nudu.
Because this is what you have to deal with in life.
Pretože toto je, s čím sa musíme zapodievať v živote.
If meditation is a vacation for a couple of days to have a special experiences, but for the rest of the year I have to deal with my anger, my boredom, it is not really of help.
Ak by bola meditácia nejakým druhom prázdnin, ale zvyšok celého roku sa musím venovať svojmu hnevu a nude, tak by to nebola veľká pomoc.
So to be a more peaceful and happy person.
Takže aby sme sa stali viacej šťastným a zmiereným človekom.
Because the source of so much of our personal and collective problems is in the fantasies.
Pretože dôvod mnohých našich kolektívnych problémov je v našej fantázii.
We create these fantasies and we take them for reality.
Vytvárame si tieto fantázie a berieme ich ako realitu.
And then try to impose them on reality.
A potom sa ich snažíme aplikovať na realitu.
And then we get extremely upset when it doesn't work.
A potom sme strašne smutní, že to nefunguje.
When reality doesn't conform to our favorite fantasies.
Keď sa realita nespráva tak, ako sme si to predstavovali.
So that what he says about vipassana.
Takže to je to, čo Harari povedal o vipassane.
And actually, often vipassana is also said to mean, in a way, to see things as they are and not as we want them to be.
Takže vipassana niekedy sa hovorí, že to je o tom vidieť veci také, aké sú, nie ako ich chceme vidieť.
So it's learning to see reality as he writes.
Takže sa naučiť vidieť realitu, ako píše.
Okay. There has been some critics on something that is called the has been dubbed the Vipassana Vada.
Slovo vipassana vada, bola tam kritika o tomto?
The way of vipassana.
The way of vipassana. Yeah. Spôsob vipassany.
Yeah.
Cesta vipassany.
Because often it is kind of taught, well, we go to a retreat, we practice vipassana and then we go back.
Pretože často je to, ideme na zásad, praktikujeme a potom ideme späť.
But originally the Buddha would teach vipassana in a bigger context.
Ale Buddha učil vipassanu vo väčšom kontexte.
It would be just one part of a extensive training.
Bola by to len časť jedno intenzívneho tréningu.
This training sometimes is called or the threefold training.
Niekedy je to volané trojstupňový tréning.
Training in ethical behavior and being aware of what we do.
Takže tréning etického správania a byť vedomý o tom, čo robíme.
This training of sila.
Training sila.
So we took here 5 training rules. That's sila.
Mm-hmm. Takže máme 5 pravidiel tréningu a tie sa nazývajú sila.
And sila, I quote the Pali word, not the Czech word.
And he is vlastne hovorí o tom Pali slove, ale nie o tom českom slove.
Because the Czech word, or the Slovak word, I don't know, but maybe both, means something like strength, I think.
Mm-hmm. Ano. Mm-hmm. Že v slovenčine vlastne sila znamená sila.
So, but I think the practice of sila can give strength.
Takže praktikovanie toho palího sila môže nám dať silu.
Okay. Kind of juggling words. Okay. And then beside the practice of sila, now the Pali sila, he would also quote the practice of samadhi, or this is the practice of meditation.
Mm-hmm. Takže ešte nám okrem sily vysvetlí aj samadhi, ktorá je iný spôsob meditácie.
And here we have not only vipassana practice, but other kind of practices.
Takže tuto sú nie len vipassana, ale aj iné spôsoby.
For example, or the metta meditation.
Napríklad metta meditácia.
Meditation of loving kindness.
Meditácia milujúcej dobrotivosti.
Mm. And many more.
A mnohé iné.
And the practice of wisdom.
A praktikovanie múdrosti.
Which develops out of the other practices.
Ktorá sa vlastne vyvíja cez tie ostatné spôsoby.
And then it might reflect again on our actions.
Ktorá nám pomôže potom reflektovať mm-hmm. na to, čo vlastne konáme.
Or when the Buddha was meeting lay people who were interested in his teaching.
A keď Buddha stretával laikov, ktorí sa zaujímali o jeho učenie,
he would not straight away teach them meditation.
Neučil by ich hneď meditáciu.
But there was a certain set, a certain order of how he would proceed in teaching.
Ale učil by ich v istom poradí.
Quite frequently.
A celkom často.
And this order, again, 3 Pali words.
Mm, tato budú 3 Pali slova.
Dana, sila, bhavana.
Dana, sila, bhavana.
So dana means offering.
Dana znamená ponuknutie.
Or it means actually großzügigkeit, generosity. That's the word.
Štedrosť.
Generosity. So that's interesting that he would start with that.
Takže je zaujímavé, že by začal týmto.
when I was 20 and I was reading that the Buddha started to teach first generosity, I thought, well, he must be a clever businessman.
Keď som mal 20 a počul som, že teda učí najskôr ľudí štedrosti, pomyslel si, že to bol dobrý biznismen.
But now obchodník. I think I have understood a bit more.
Ale myslím si, že teraz som to už trochu viacej pochopil.
And first, generosity is something that can enlighten the heart.
Štedrosť je niečo, čo môže vlastne pomôcť srdcu, aby sa cítilo ľahšie.
It can be something joyous.
Môže to byť niečo šťastné, čo nás robí šťastnými.
It can also point towards the interrelationship we are always in.
A tiež nás môže nasmerovať na tie vzťahy, v ktorých vždycky sme.
But I think the main purpose is that one can learn that gaining happiness or kind of satisfaction is not only through getting something.
Ale hlavné je, že získať radosť alebo zadosťučinenie nie je vždycky len cez to, že dostávame.
But it's also through letting go.
Ale je to aj tým, že zanechávame.
So kind of getting attuned to letting go.
Takže naladiť sa na to, nechať, zanechať.
And much of the practice, also in Vipassana practice, is about letting go, not about getting.
A veľa vo Vipassane je vlastne o zanechaní, nie o dostaní.
It's about letting go of wrong views. It's about letting go of attachments.
Takže je to o zanechaní nespravodlivých názorov, zanechaní sa pnutia na niečom.
So maybe because of this the Buddha would teach about generosity.
Preto možno Buddha učil o štedrosti.
And then he would speak about sila, and we have been speaking about that.
A potom hovoril o sile.
And it's also because we might through wholesome actions we might avoid excessive remorse and guilt.
Pretože cez praktikovanie sa môžeme vyvarovať nadmernému klemeteniu ľútosti.
Yeah. So if our actions are relatively pure, when our mind in the process of meditation gets purified, it brings up the past impurities.
Mm-hmm. Keď naša duša vlastne sa stáva čistejšou, prináša na povrch staršie, minulosti získané nečistoty.
And there's no way around that.
A nedá sa to obísť.
So, and that can be a very, very helpful process.
A môže to byť veľmi nápomocný proces.
Can be a very helpful process to also make peace with past.
A môže to byť proces, ktorý nám napomáha zmieriť sa s minulosťou.
But in order not to have too many of such processes.
Ale aby sme nemali príliš veľa takýchto procesov.
Which can be also quite something intense.
Ktoré môže byť veľmi intenzívne.
We remind ourselves from now on we can point our actions towards the wholesome.
A môžeme si pripomenúť, že teraz naše akcie môžeme nasmerovať na to liečivé, prospešné.
At least during the retreat.
Aspoň počas zásadu.
And of course, it's not restricted just by the retreat.
Ale nemal by to byť obmedzené len na zásade.
Okay. So dana, sila, and then the next step would be bhavana, that Buddha speaks about the development of the heart and about meditation.
Takže ďalším stupňom, ktorý vysvetloval, bola bhavana, kde hovoril o vývoji srdca a o meditácii.
So I just speak about this to see that vipassana practice is something in a held in a context.
Takže vipassana je vlastne niečo, čo by sme mali chápať ako v kontexte.
That I think is quite skillfully provided by the Buddha.
Ktorý Buddha veľmi dobre vysvetlil.
Okay, so let's stop here and sit for 1 minute in quiet.
Takže tu zastaneme a jednu minútu budeme sedieť v tichu.